Ancient lightning likely gave early life a leg up. Well, there were no real legs then, only figurative ones. Early cells had very little phosphorus readily available to make their nucleic acids and other critical compounds. While phosphorus is fairly abundant on Earth, it's mostly in the form of very insoluble phosphate. Ask a farmer. Voila! There was a lot of lightning on the early Earth, estimate Benjamin Hess and his colleagues at Yale. Lightning strikes on some clay minerals create glassy rocks called fulgurites. Though these are hard rocks, a lot of the phosphorus in them is changed from ordinary phosphates to very reactive phosphides. Phosphides are far more soluble than phosphates. The intense lightning strikes on the Earth of 4 billion years ago may have made 10 tons of fulgurites each year. That likely was critical for the evolution of the first simple cells and their early descendants on the way to becoming modern cells. The problem for many life forms on Earth is still getting phosphorus. Modern plants and bacteria have largely solved the problem with advanced physiological functions. Bacterial cells and plant roots variously excrete enzymes into soil to liberate phosphate from decaying organic matter, or they excrete acids to dissolve rock phosphate. Of course, all the modern life forms needed the early life forms to succeed, and lightning may have been a big help. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.